the motion picture star who was World War II's most decorated soldier. Stirring martial music by the world-famous United States Army Band and Chorus. The Army Hour invites you to join us in a salute to our soldiers on Veterans Day, 1963. For years now, Audie Murphy has been a well-known motion picture star, but he is known also as the most decorated soldier of World War II. What has stayed in his mind? What does he remember most about that time of his life? To find out, we go now to our man in Hollywood, Vince D'Angelo.
This is Army correspondent Vince D'Angelo. On this Veterans Day, we've moved our Army Hour microphone to Hollywood, California, to talk to a man who is not only well-known to the American public, but also highly respected by the military services. He is a major in the United States Army Reserve, America's most decorated hero of World War II. He is motion picture star Audie Murphy. Audie, welcome to the Army Hour.
Thanks, Vince. It's nice to see you again.
Audie, how long were you in the service?
Well, actually, a very short time, Vince, about 3 years, but I assure you it seemed much longer.
Did you spend most of your service in Europe?
Practically all of it. I had my basic training in Texas and a little bit at Fort Meade, Maryland, and right on to North Africa.
You were commissioned toward the close of the war, weren't you?
In 1944, and somewhere up in France. I've forgotten. France all looked the same to me in those days.
Well, Audie, as a man who was honored with every decoration his country could award, and going back to your service before you were commissioned as Sergeant Audie Murphy, let's say, would you tell our listeners what was your most memorable experience of World War II?
Vince, of course, I had many, and I sometimes remember them, not always with great pleasure, but I think I'd have to say that the greatest thing that ever happened to me was not as a sergeant, but as a second lieutenant, or was I a first lieutenant? I've tried to forget all these things, you see. I don't remember my rank at the end of the war. I think I was first lieutenant, and this was, I've even forgotten the date, but I was on a train going for a little rest on the Riviera for, about 3 or 4 day pass. And I heard the announcement that the war in Europe was over. And there's nothing that could top that for me.
Well, then this was your most memorable day.
It certainly was, because, as I say, those 3 years had seemed much longer than they really were, and I saw a lot of good men come and go. And a lot of them, as we know, especially and remember on this day, are still there.
When you heard the war was over, what was your first thought or reaction?
Well, coming home again, I started to think about home for a change, which we didn't dare think of before, because, as you know, you live from day to day, minute to minute in most cases. And suddenly I was a little frightened. Strange as it might seem, I didn't know what I'd do when I got home, and I suddenly felt just a little empty inside and a little lonely about the whole thing. Although I was very happy the war was over, I suddenly didn't feel that I had a home.
Well, Audie, we've certainly come a long way since then, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Vince, and as you well know, our country, and most of the free world for that matter, have taken a long step forward in many fields since World War II. Especially in the development of weapons of mass destruction. And I might add that I've seen some of those weapons tested, and believe me, some of them do stagger the imagination. And that's why I think it's very important that each of us, as we honor our veterans on this day, pledge ourselves to keeping our country strong and to even greater support to all branches of our military services.
Well, thank you very much, Audie Murphy. This is Army correspondent Vince D'Angelo returning you to the Army Hour.